Hey everybody, it's Brock Polk, and I want to thank you for listening to this message from Heritage Church of Christ. We would be thrilled to share more content like this with you and make it easy for you to share it with others. You can find more messages like this on our podcast, or you can download our smartphone app by searching for Heritage Church of Christ in your app store. But most importantly, I hope this message encourages you to take a next step toward a thriving relationship with Jesus. Enjoy.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. It is so sweet to be together with you to celebrate this time, to celebrate together the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Brock Polk, and I'm part of the ministry staff here, and it is my privilege to get to share a few thoughts with you this morning about the promise of Christmas. But as I kick off, I want to invite you to go back and draw upon an emotion, a moment in your own personal story, in your history that I think will be easy to recall. I want to ask you to remember the first time in your life that you can remember being lost. A moment when you felt like you were suddenly alone and the people who were in charge of you, the people who were connected to you, didn't know where you were and you didn't know where to find them. Most everybody has had this kind of experience at some point in their life or another. Maybe for you it was a moment when you were playing around in the clothing racks at a department store and then suddenly you emerged and mom was nowhere to be found. Or maybe you were at a group outing to Six Flags and you got separated from everybody else that you were there with that day. Maybe you have an epic story of being lost in the wilderness or the woods or in a big city and suddenly having no idea of your bearings or where to get reconnected to what you knew. But wherever and whenever this happened for you, I bet that you can probably remember, especially if you were a child when it happened, you can probably remember the feeling of distress that rose up inside of you. If you were truly lost, if you didn't know where you were and you didn't know where to go and you didn't have a way to communicate and the people who love you didn't know to look for you or where to look for you, then you probably had a physiological reaction, an involuntary response of adrenaline and anxiety, and it probably felt on the inside of your body like your heart was racing and you were wondering, what's going to happen to me? It's a scary feeling. A traumatizing feeling when you feel like you're alone and you have no idea how things are going to turn out. Of course, those of you who have been around long enough have come to realize you don't have to be physically alone to feel unsure about how things are going to turn out, right? You don't have to be physically alone to feel like you are lost and on your own. We can all relate to the anxiety of wondering how things are going to turn out. Every one of us has experienced the feeling of, what is this going to look like in the future? How's this going to turn out for my family? How's this going to turn out for my children? How's this going to turn out for my finances? How's this going to turn out for my health? What's going to be the outcome of this scary moment? We've all felt that feeling of being lost and alone. In fact, uncertainty about the future is a universal experience that we've all felt. And so as a result, humans spend extravagant amounts of money, extravagant amounts of time, and extravagant amounts of energy trying to shore up the certainty of a future that seems so uncertain. But I want to tell you this morning, one of my strongest convictions about God is that the God of the Bible is a God of compassion. And God is compassionate about the uncertainty that each of us so naturally feels. Oh, we strive to try to control the things that we can control in our lives, but the reality is all of us have come to recognize that there are so many things in our life that are out of our control. And God has compassion for the uncertainty and the anxiety that it wells up within us. And I believe Christmas, the reason we're celebrating today is that Christmas is the proof that God was unwilling to sit idly by while his children felt distressed and lost and alone. I believe that Christmas is the proof that God took action because of God's compassion. And so this morning, as we reflect on Jesus together, it's my hope that this moment of connection with you will bolster the connection in your own heart between the 2,000-year-old story of a single birth on the other side of the world and your own personal journey. It's my dream that this moment of focus on Jesus would establish and strengthen and bolster the connection between those two stories, because when we comprehend the meaning of Christmas, it becomes a story that is so much more than just a story from the past. The story of Christmas is a story about our present circumstances, and it's a story about our future reality. This is not a story that came and went, that happened and then came to an end. This is a story that started, and ever since then, it has included and enveloped and involved every single person on earth. A couple of weeks ago, right here on this stage, as we were talking about the history and the background to the Christmas season and the deeper meaning of Christmas, I said that since the very first humans walked the earth, God, the God of the Bible, has always wanted to live in proximity and relationship with people. God has always wanted this, and it's one of the distinguishing characteristics of the God that is understood in Judaism and Christianity. There is no other faith that conceives of a God that would take this much genuine interest in the human plight. No other faith that believes that God would have this much interest in connection with you and with me. And as we look at the narrative of God's history of interaction with people, we see God consistently charting a course and making a way for people to be able to be connected to God despite our own defiance. Even in the Old Testament, the oldest stories, the earliest stories of the people of faith, it's God that takes the initiative. God who draws near. God that makes a way for people to have connection with the divine. And all of that initiative, all of that strategy, and all of that effort on God's part culminated in the birth of Jesus Christ. The one that was called and the one that we call Emmanuel, which you've heard us say means God with us. You know, from the moment Jesus was born and throughout his life on earth, right up to the time of his crucifixion, there were people in Jesus' life who understood who he was. Mary, Jesus' mother, she knew. She knew that Jesus, her son, was the fulfillment of all of the prophecies about this promised one of God, this chosen, anointed one of God. The wise men who traveled and visited from the east, the reason they made that journey was because they recognized and understood who Jesus was. There was a couple of older saints, older believers who were living in Jerusalem at the time. One's name was Simeon and the other's name was Anna. And when they met the infant child Jesus, they immediately recognized him as the chosen one that had been promised for the people of Israel. And that went on throughout his life. As long as Jesus was preaching and teaching and traveling and healing, there were people who recognized that Jesus was God personified. And as long as they were in the presence of Jesus, they recognized that they were in the presence of God. But Jesus kept making these statements. All along the way, Jesus kept alluding to the idea that the presence of God was not a temporary condition that would go away when Jesus was not in their physical proximity. All along the way, Jesus kept making these statements, saying that now that God has come near, God's presence with humanity is permanent. Jesus said things like, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." He made statements like, "Wherever two or three people gather together as my followers, I am there among them. Even if I'm not physically present," he was saying, "I am there." And at the end of his ministry, at the end of his time physically on earth, as Jesus was about to ascend into the heavens and the followers of Jesus were going to be physically separated from them, he made it very clear. He said, be sure of this, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus was constantly assuring his disciples 2,000 years ago that they would still have Emmanuel. They would still have God with us, even when they couldn't reach out and touch Jesus. Even when they couldn't see him anymore, they would still experience the presence of God. Jesus was telling them something has changed on a cosmic level. God has carried out and executed this plan to reunite God and humanity once and for all. And the result of God's action in Jesus is that the people of God never have to feel alone again. Sometimes I still feel it. Sometimes I still feel alone. Sometimes I still wonder if God sees me. Sometimes I still wonder if God acts. Sometimes we still wonder if God cares. Sometimes we still wonder if God is with us. Because the truth is that this life is full of all sorts of troubles and hardships and disappointments that make it seem, it makes it seem as if once again we're separated from God. But even though our circumstances, even though our plight, even though our challenges and our perceptions of them make it seem as if we are separated from God, we remember today and we declare today that Christmas changed everything. Because from Christmas onward, from the moment that that little baby was wrapped in those swaddling clothes and laying in that manger, from Christmas onward, God is with us. And God is doing something among us. And God is working in us. And God is writing a story in our lives. And it's a story that will eventually bring ultimate glory to God by revealing God's goodness through us. Which is why I want to remind you this morning of a passage in the New Testament book of Romans that has brought encouragement and comfort to Christians throughout Christian history. Romans was this great theological treatise that the Apostle Paul wrote, and he explained his theological understanding of everything that God was doing in human history. And right in the middle of that book, we find some of the most famous words that have ever been written. Romans 8 and verse 28, where Paul says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose for them." God, Paul is saying with this confidence, we have come to understand that the story that is being written, the experiences that we are enduring, God is working through all of those because God is with us, and God is working through those circumstances to turn it into something good. These words have brought comfort to generations of Christians who have read into these words a reminder of the breadth of God's grace and the reality of God's presence. Because what this verse is saying is that despite how things feel, even though sometimes life feels anxious and uncertain, even though at times we feel alone and unsure, even when we feel lost, God has not abandoned us. This verse, this passage, this statement from Paul is declaring that despite how it feels in life's most challenging and disappointing and difficult moments, if we will respond to God's love with love, everything's going to be all right. And I mean everything. Everything is going to be all right because God is working everything together for good for the sake of those who love him. Because God is with us. Because Emmanuel was born. And if we choose also to be with God, then everything is going to be all right. You remember that feeling when you were lost, when you weren't sure how things were going to turn out, and your heart rate was elevated and the adrenaline shot through your body and your breath rate escalated because you were afraid. And then suddenly, just as quick as it started, you were found. Remember that feeling? When you're a little kid and you get separated from your family and you're not sure where to go or what to do or who to ask for help, everything is scary, the world seems scary, and then suddenly you see mom walk around the corner. Suddenly you see grandpa off in the distance, or you see big brother come around, and suddenly you realize everything's going to be okay because you're not by yourself. It's the presence of someone who loves you that makes everything feel all right. And your heart rate starts to come back to normal, and you're able to catch your breath, and that adrenaline that was shooting through your body and coursing through your veins suddenly seems to dissipate, because it's the presence of someone that loves you that makes everything feel like it's going to be all right. Just being aware that someone who loves you is there makes it feel like that anxiety, that sense of loss is lessened. And the promise of Christmas, the promise of Jesus, the promise of this story is that Jesus is still with us and he's not going anywhere. And if God is with us, then everything's going to be all right. If you were to look at the scene that's recorded in the very final chapters of the Bible, Revelation 21 and 22, you're seeing part of a vision that was delivered to Jesus' disciple, John. And in his vision, John had the opportunity to see behind the curtain, to witness the heavenly cosmic reality that was enacted by the birth and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And in John, Revelation chapter 21, John records these words. He says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband." And listen to these words in verse 3. He says, "I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them. And they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more crying. There will be no more pain. All of those things will be gone forever, because God's home is with his people." All of that is true, all of that is possible, and all of that is present because of Emmanuel. Because God is with us. Because God is with you. Because God's home is here. Because we've been found. We were lost, and now we've been found. And as a result, everything is going to be all right. And so this is the story of Christmas. This is the story we've come together to celebrate and commemorate. It's the promise of Christmas that if you will respond to God's love with your own love, then everything is going to be all right. And I'm going to invite our worship team back to the stage, because this is a message, a promise, a story that is worthy of a response. It's worthy of our song. It's worthy of our praise. But the real response that God's after, the response that will change your present circumstances and the response that will change your future reality, is simply this: to recognize God in the face of Jesus Christ and to respond to Emmanuel with your heart.